This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to The Process with Shade Marie. Today, we are going to dive into Psalms 24. It is episode 9 of season 2. We are calling this Big God. You ever just go on about your daily life and you see something so magnificent that you're like, only God can do this? Or you ever been in a situation where you know that there is no way that you could possibly escape other than God? Like the only person, the only being, the only God, the only thing that can free me from where I am is the Lord, our Savior. You ever feel like that? So we are going to dive in to talking about the big God. And we're going to talk about him from different perspectives. You know, in this series, we have been dealing with the flesh. So we are going to take the flesh under arrest so that we can see God for the big God that he is. You all know I like to start with prayer. So let's just jump in and take it from there. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for this day. God, thank you for allowing me to be able to do this podcast, Father God. I just ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak through me, think through me, process through me, Father God, more of you and less of me. God, I ask that everyone that tunes in to listen to this podcast is touched, that their heart is healed, that their mind is open to you, Father God. Lord Jesus, that they get clarity and wisdom that is far beyond their understanding, Father God, yet so enmeshed in their understanding that they say this only can be God. Thank you for allowing me, God, to speak on your behalf. And thank you, God, for everyone that you will have listen so that they can hear you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we seal it with your blood and in your name. Amen. So Psalms 24 starts off, the earth and everything in it, the world and its inhabitants belong to the Lord. For he laid its foundation on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not appealed to what is false, and who has not sworn deceitfully, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who inquire of him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, you gates. Rise up, ancient doors. Then the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Rise up, ancient doors. then the King of Glory will come in. Who is he? This King of Glory, the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory. Amen. So as we dive into this scripture, what it is really saying is everything in this world, in this earth, in this life belongs to the Lord. And when we say everything, we're not just talking about the tangible things. We're talking about everything. We're talking about the spiritual things. We're talking about the battles. We're talking about the warfare. We're talking about even the enemies, even the things that you go through. The Lord says that it is perfectly in his hands. This scripture allows us to see the Lord as Jehovah Nissi, to see the Lord as the King of Glory, to see the Lord in the fullness thereof that he is, to understand that our life and times is in his hands. Our dependence is on him because it all belongs to him. When you start to look at some of the things that you experience and some of the things that you go through in life, or should I say all of the things that you go through in life, from a perspective that the Lord has you, that you are in his hands, that he will never leave you or forsake you, it really starts to make you sit back and evaluate yourself. A lot of people deal with anxiety, and the Lord says, be anxious over nothing. A lot of times dealing with anxiety, the root of it is fear, right? So those things that can happen because we're human can also develop or move us in a way of falsehood, things that are not true. So when we allow fear and anxiety, anxiousness and worry to overtake us, it is a way that the enemy can attack us and open up a door to get us to go the opposite route of where we're supposed to go. Ever have like a feeling or a pain and people be like, do not go to Google, stay away from it. It will kill you twice. But that really has truth to it. Really what the person is saying is don't allow your mind to be open to the falsehoods of what it could be and stay back from that so that you can stay inside of the truth so that you can know or you will find out what is truly going on. Because at that point, you can start to give yourself so much information that is not information that is true, although it could be true to a situation, but not true to your situation. It could be true to some facts, but it's not true to what the Lord said to you. It can make you go into falsehoods. And then that's where you start to doubt God. That's where you start believing. That's where you start to think that he can't do what he said he's going to do. So we have to make sure that we are looking at God as Jehovah Nissi. He is our banner. We're looking at God as big God, big picture. So most of the time, if we are in a situation or in a battle, when you are rising higher, you start to ask the Lord, what is it that I need to see or learn from this situation? Sometimes it's not even anything that you did wrong. Sometimes it's just the Lord wants to show you who he is. Sometimes the Lord wants to uproot something that might be deep down into your soul or wounds that have happened, and he's bringing them to the surface so that he can let you see what is going on. One time I was talking to an apostle for a counseling session. I believe that therapists need therapists too. The scripture talks about wise counsel. And in this, there was a prophetic word that came forth. And basically he said, the Lord is going to mend your broken heart. And I was so shocked when he said that because I didn't feel heartbroken. So I'm like, okay, what? I'm not heartbroken about anything. At that time, I was going through a divorce, but I had come to terms with the fact that it was done, that that was what it was. And I didn't feel heartbroken. I felt at peace. I felt like I'm fine. And so I looked like, I don't know what that means or if that really applies to me because I don't feel like the Lord would be mending my heart. And sure enough, later down the line, the Lord started to open up my eyes and go deeper into my soul about things that had happened to me just over time and in life that had broke my heart when I've dealt with different betrayals and different things like that. And he was coming to clean those things up and not just to heal me, to make me whole. But I had stuffed them down so far down that I had forgot. But isn't it like the human mind to put yourself into a protective mode? But when things happen, you might get triggered and you don't even realize that you're still dealing with something until a trigger comes. But I didn't even know that I was dealing with something like that because I genuinely felt fine. But the Lord was like, no, it's deep, 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 deep down in there where you stuffed it. And you don't believe that I can go down there and get it up and heal it. And he opened my eyes to what I was doing that I didn't know. And not only did he come to rip the Band-Aid off of it, he came to heal it. So we had to deal with it. Me and my Heavenly Father had to deal with those things and deal with those emotions as Jehovah Elroy, the Lord who sees. He had to let me know that he saw the things that happened. He saw the things behind it and that he was dealing with it. And when I say dealing with it, some people think that when the Lord deals with something, he has to go and deal with people harshly. It's not always like that. He will just deal with it so he can let you see who you are. He will deal with it to let you be able to see the fruits of things. He will let you deal with it so that he can sharpen your discernment. He will let you deal with it so that you can be more aware of the fruit of the Spirit. He will let you deal with it because it's a part of your calling. And he will let you deal with it because it's an area that you're called to. Big picture by a big God. So as you allow the Lord to be Lord over your life, you will start to see that he's in everything. What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. And even when the devil come to attack, the Lord can allow or does allow the devil to do certain things. He has the devil on a leash. So there are certain things that he's not going to let go so far, but there are certain things that he will allow so that you can start to understand whatever it is that the Lord needs for you to see. When you get that level of understanding how big God is, it sheds layers of immaturity off of you because you'll be like, Lord, I know you in everything, but you're really in this. What do I need to see about this? And sometimes the Lord will just say, I need to build your endurance. I need to see that you know how to wait well. I need to test your heart posture. I need to test your faith. I need to know if you really believe that I am a big God, that I am Jehovah Nissi, that I am Jehovah Rapha, that I am Jehovah Gabor, that I am the Lord of hosts. I need to see that you see me as that. I need to see that you know that I am Jehovah Adonai, that I am Jehovah Elohim, that I am the I am. And when you start to sit back and see the salvation of the Lord, big God, you start to be like, oh, all of this time, it was working for my good. All of this time, you were right beside me. Even as a little girl or a little boy. Even when I was going through that. Even when I was going through these things at the doctors. Even when I was going through these things at the relationship. Even when I had issues with my parents. Even when I had issues with my friends. Even when I had issues in my marriage. Even when I had issues on the job. Even when I had issues wherever, whatever, however. You were always there. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was sent into the fiery furnace, the Lord could have say, you know what? No, I ain't letting you go in there because I'm going to show them that I'm God and I'm going to do it this way, X, Y, Z. But no, he allowed them to go in there and he was with them. Not just three, four, the fourth man, Jesus, right in the fire with them. Coming right on out without a scratch or a burn on them. So when you start to take yourself up higher into higher dimensions of glory, higher realms of faith, you start to understand the nature of the big God. You are big God. This is bigger than I even understand or can imagine. You do exceedingly abundantly far past I can ever ask or imagine. So in the scripture, even it says, the earth and everything in it, the world and its inhabitants belong to the Lord. Not little bit of things, not some things, not partial things, not like little sprinkle over here things. He said everything in it. The earth, as in the actual earth, and everything in it. Your cup, the sand, the salt, the air, the snow, the rain, the sidewalk, the house, the grass, the elements, the atoms, the nucleus, all of those things belong to the Lord. So who are we to fear? Who are we to allow the flesh to come in and try to drive us into falsehoods and try to make us believe deception and make us get off course of where the Lord will have us to go? Who are we to think that? Who are we to allow that to come in and allow the flesh, this wicked flesh that likes to feed itself on what it likes to feed itself on, even if it harms itself? Who are we to allow that to dictate who our God is and how big our God is? This is why we have to submit and surrender the flesh to the Lord. This is why we have to fast and pray to get those things under control. You ever just feel like everything is just a mess and just in complete chaos, but you feel kind of organized in the chaos, but you know it's complete chaos and it's just not quite right? You ever get that feeling? And it feels like there is nothing that can get it really in order. So you end up doing a fast. And then on the fast, all of a sudden, things start to feel like they're coming in place. Start to feel like things are getting balanced a little bit. You start to feel like you're starting to get clarity. You start to feel like your dreams are getting more clear. You're starting to feel like you got time and intimacy with the Lord. You're picking up your Bible more. You're praying more. You're worshiping more. You're praising more. So whenever you feel like you are getting very anxious and having anxiety and worrying about what is to come, sometimes you just got to simply cry out to the Lord and turn down your plate so that you can hear the voice of the Lord, so that he can silence those things in you, so that you can get into a closer, deeper, intimate relationship and communication with him. Because sometimes the Lord just wants to come a different way. Even for those that have fasted for a long time, that are deep in deep worship and deep relationship with the Lord, they have good relationship, they talk to him all the time, it still applies. Consecrate ourselves. Go spend time with your Heavenly Father. Go spend time with your Heavenly Father. If we spent the same amount of time that we spent into relationships and friendships and work and things that we enjoy and hobbies and crafts and things like that, that we did with the Lord, how much further would we be? How much deeper would we be into the Lord? So sometimes we have to know when to make sacrifices so that we can go in and understand the nature of God. Because it's forever elevating. God doesn't change, but sometimes the way that we get to understand him does change. And it doesn't mean that he's not the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It just means that he invites you into different realms of glory. You are his friend now. Some people say, oh, God is my friend. They don't need to talk to their friend. They don't really know their friends. Like, I hate to be in a friendship like that. But when you know your friend, you communicate with your friend, you spend time with your friend, you worship with your friend, you pray with your friend, you listen to your friend, that right there makes it very hard to miss what your friend is saying. So I say all that to say, when that wicked flesh starts to rise up because things feel out of your control, remember the big God you serve. So if it's out of your control, it's completely in His control. There is no place that you would rather be other than in the will of God. It is the safest place to be, because the big God, the big G-O-D, will never leave you or forsake you. And He always knows the plans that He thinks towards you to prosper you and not to harm you. So I just want to thank you for tuning in to The Process with Sade Marie. May your heart be healed.